However, if it's a close race or it's perceived as a close race and the opponent is actually a threat to the incumbent, then oftentimes they will go after the opponent and do it by name. And I think that's what we're seeing in the governor race, where Governor Reynolds is identifying Fred Hubble, the Democratic opponent, by name, because the perception is that that's a race that could go either way. Either Reynolds or Hubble could win that election, and so to pretend as though your opponent doesn't exist and ignore them by name isn't probably a wise strategy in that context.